PFT Media.
Welcome to Orlando Opinions with editor of the Daily City, Mark Baratelli.
Hello, it's Mark Baratelli, editor of the Daily City. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's get to the local news. We told you on episode 31 the city could get its very own urban apple orchard if the city Parks and Rec Department won a $20,000 grant from the Meet Me at the Parks Earth Month campaign. They won! Now here's the rub. The orchard is one of three options the city was required to present to get the grant. Now it's up to locals to vote for the orchard so it gets built and not the other two choices. To vote, text Parks, P-A-R-K-S, to 31279 and choose the orchard. Voting ends April 30th. The property at 925 South Orlando Avenue in Winter Park, recently scraped clean of the Seacoast Bank building and about to be topped with a 2,782-square-foot PDQ fast food restaurant, is for sale for $36 million. $3 million and 600,000 cents. Whatever it is, you can't afford it. The PDQ has a corporately backed lease, and whoever buys the property would make $15,000 a month in rent. According to the offering memorandum, the Chick-fil-A killer will open around August 15th. PDQ's menu includes chicken tenders, nuggets, sandwiches, and salads, very much in vein of Chick-fil-A. We told you in November the Greenery Creamery, a new small-batch vegan ice cream shop, was coming to Thornton Park at 420 East Church Street, Unit 112. Well, now it's open. The ice cream shop offers dairy and non-dairy options, vegan and gluten-free as well. They also make their very own black ash waffle cones. They're black. The ice cream is handcrafted in small batches. Each flavor includes locally sourced and organic ingredients, and the milk comes from local Florida grass-fed cows. A new hot pot restaurant is coming to East Orlando. Top Top Hot Pot is under construction in a shopping center across from Waterford Lakes Town Center next door to Bonchon at 504 North Alafaya Trail. Hot pot is a Chinese soup prepared with a simmering pot of soup stock at the table. Diners place a variety of East Asian foodstuffs and ingredients into the pot to cook, including meat, leaf vegetables, mushrooms, dumplings, and seafood. Construction of the new Agave Azul in Winter Park at 900 South Orlando Avenue has begun. The restaurant is taking over the space formerly occupied by Square One Burgers, which got evicted in 2017. New signage went up on the front, rear, and sides of the building. The restaurant sign has also been added to the pylon in front of the building facing oncoming traffic. The interior has some wall framing up, askew blinds in the windows, and theatrical wallpaper on one wall. Two other locations of Agave Azul will be opening in addition to this Winter Park location in Maitland in 2019 and Windermere in late 2018. Thank you for listening once again to Orlando Opinions. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter at The Daily City or go to thedailycity.com. That's where you can also get dates and times of our famous Food Truck Bazaar special events. They bring together the very best food trucks in Orlando and help grow the Central Florida food truck scene. And remember, Orlando is wonderful.
A PFT Media production.